Today's daf is Yuma Daf Yud Ches, and we are at the Mishnah, 8 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos Refuah Shalema for Shlomo ben Sarah Aliza, Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Shmuel ben Tehila, Devorah bas Mecha, Mordechai Tzvi ben Fradel, Chaya Devorah bas Sarah Sprinza, Rafal Yaakov ben Rachel Chava, Moshe ben Fradel, and Rafal Yitzchak Isaac ben Rechama. Today's daf is being learned as a Schos for Yecheskel Shraga ben Miral. And today's daf is being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Agoyin HaTzadik, Reb Shmuel Yankov, Ben Reb Yisachar Doiv, Reb Shmuel Yankov Bornstein, Lag Boimus is Yardside. And today's daf is being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Avram, Ben Yibad, L'chaim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chaim. So we're continuing to discuss the Hachonois that the Kohen Gadol made for his big day, the Avodah that he did on Yom Kippur in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Mishnah had said, Shivas Yomim Koidim Yom HaKippurim Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Mi Beisoi Lelishkas Parhedrin. And then the Mishnayos continued and described a little bit what happened during those 7 days. So we're picking up in middle of the narrative that discusses the hachonos that the Kohen Gadol made. Says the Mishnah, Misaru Ziknei Bezdin leZiknei Kahuna. So on Amid Aleph, the Mishnah says that there were elders of Bezdin whose job it was to help train the Kohen Gadol, so like this he would know what he has to do on Yom Kippur. So the Ziknei Bezdin, who were up until this point taking charge to make sure the Kohen Gadol did what he had to do, they now handed over the Kohen Gadol, Leziknei Kahuna, to the elders of the Kahuna. So the Kohen Gadol goes from being in the hands of Chavrei Bezdin to being in the hands of these Kohanim. Lu LeBeis Aftinos, and the first thing they did was they brought him to Beis Aftinos. The Beis Aftinos, the Gemara is going to elaborate on a little bit, but it was a lishka, it was a chamber in the Beis HaMikdash, and what was unique about Beis Aftinos was it was there that the Ketores was prepared. And the reason the Kohen Gadol went to Beis Aftinos, as we'll see in the Gemara, is because he was going there to learn the Maisei HaKetores, V'hishpiyu, and they made him swear, V'nifteru, V'holchu lahem, and then they left. V'amrulay, they told him as follows, meaning we just mentioned that they made him swear, so what was the nature of the Shvuah? They said, Ishi Kohen Gadol, Ishi, Miloshin, my master, the Kohen Gadol, Anu Shluchei Bezdin. We're Shluchim for Bezdin, meaning we work for Bezdin. Va'ata Shlucheinu Ushliach Bezdin. And you are our Shliach, meaning you have to answer to us. Additionally, you have to answer to Bezdin. So this is a dot confusing. These are the Ziknei Kahuna that are talking to the Kohen Gadol. They told him, we're Kohanim, but we work for Bezdin. You work for us, the Kohanim. You also essentially work for Bezdin. And then they would say, Mashpin, Anu Alechem, Misha Shikin, Shmai Babai, Zazeh. We are forcing you to swear in the name of whose Shechina presides in this bias, meaning in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Teshaneh Dovah Mikol Masheh Amarnu Lecha, that everything we told you to do, you're going to do. You're not going to change anything. Hu Pairu Shavaycha, the Kohen Gadol would begin to cry after he was forced to swear, Vehein Pairu Shavaychen, and they too would begin to cry. The Gemara is going to elaborate on everything. Im HaYichacham, if the Kohen Gadol was a chacham, doyrish, he would darshan. So this part of the Mishnah, the seif of the Mishnah, is already forwarding to Leil Yom Kippur. So we moved very quickly. We began 7 days before Yom Kippur, several dafin that dealt with it, Erev Yom Kippur Shachris, Samach L'chashecha, now it's already Leil Yom Kippur. So what did the Kohen Gadol do b'Leil Yom Kippur? If he was a chacham doyrish, he would darshan. He would get up and he would give a drash of imlav. If he didn't have the ability to darshan, bayisheni, could be he didn't know how to learn. Tamid chachamim darshan levanav, so there'd be tamid chachamim, and they would darshan for him. V'mraga likrois, if he was someone that knew how to read, meaning he knew how to read Tanakh, Kaire, he would read. V'imlav, and if not, Kaire lefanav, people would read for him. Ubamek Kaire lefanav, what would they read for him? Be'iyoiv, Ube Ezra, Ube Divrei Hayamim. Sefer Iyov, Sefer Ezra, and Sefer Divrei Hayamim. What's unique about these three Sfarim? Last Rashi on the Amid, Shein Dvarim Mamshichin Es Halev L'Shoimam, Ve'en Shein Et Chayit Fasay. Because it's interesting, it's Gishmak, it's Agadata, it's Leich. The idea was not to put the Kohen Gadol to sleep. The idea was to keep him awake. So we had a Dafka pick up topic that the Kohen Gadol was going to find interesting. Like this, it's Moshech Delev. Like this, he's not going to end up falling asleep. So what did they read for him? Iyov Ezra and Divrei Hayom. Schari ben Kavutal Oyem. Schari ben Kavutal said, Pamim Harbe Karisi Lefana B'Daniel. There were many times that this was my job. I was one of those Talmid Chachamim who had to read Tanakh for the Kohen Gadol, and I didn't read Eoyv. It wasn't Ezra. It wasn't Divrei Hayomim. Rather, it was Sefer Daniel. So the Gemara now is going to go and analyze all aspects of the Mishnah. So the first halacha of the Mishnah was, Misaru Ziknei Bezdin Lezikne Kohuna Vehalu Lebeis Haftimah. So as soon as the Ziknei Bezdin passed over the Kohen Gadol to the Ziknei Kohuna, they took the Kohen Gadol and they brought him to Beis Haftinas. Now, the purpose of Beis Haftinas was, meaning, what was the function of the Lishka? That's where the Keteris took place. As the Gemara, Tana, Braisa, explain why the Kohen Gadol went to Beis Haftinas. Why did he go to the Lishka of Keteris? Lalam de Chafina. It's like this, he'd be able to learn the Avoida of Chafina. We're going to see a lot more about this later in the Masechta, but one of the very unique and special avoidas that were done Yom Kippur in the Beis HaMikdash was there was a Keteris that was brought. Every single day there was Keteris brought. Machzisa ba-boiker u-machzisa ba-erev. But on Yom Kippur there was a special Keteris. That Keteris was brought in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and it required an avoida that was known as Chafina. And we had to make sure that the Kohen Gadol knew how to do the Chafina and to ascertain that he knew how to do it. There was a little bit of a training process. That training took place in Beis Haftinas, and it's for that reason the Kohen Gadol went to Beis Haftinas. Amar Rapapa. Rapapa said, Shtei Lishkos Hoyle the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol had two chambers. He had two Lishkos in the Beis HaMikdash. Achas Lishkos Parhedrin. What was Lishkos Parhedrin? That's where he lived for 7 days of the year. Achas Lishkos Beis Haftinas. And the other one was Lishkos Beis Haftinas, which he didn't live in, but he simply visited so he can learn how to do the chafina, which was an integral part of the Keteris. So Rapapa said like this, I know the Kohen Gadol had two Lishkas. I also know one was called Lishkas Parhedrin, the other one was called Lishkas Beis Haftinas. Rapapa continued. He said, I also know Achas B'Tzofen V'Achas B'Dar. He said, I also know that one was in Tzofen and one was in Dar. Now, the Gemara is going to digress a little bit and tell us how Rapapa knew one was in Tzofen and one was in Dar. But let's just mention the punchline Baal Peh before we go through the whole cheshbon of the Gemara. What Rapapa is going to say is that what he wasn't sure of is which one of the two Lishkas was in Tzofen and which one was in Dar. No, as Rapapa said, the Kohen Gadol had two Lishkas. Lishkas Parhedrin of the opening line of Masech the Fame and Lishkas Beis Haftinas, which was just mentioned now for the first time in the Mishnah Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis. He said, I know those two Lishkas had a Shaychus to the Kohen Gadol in the preparation for Yom Kippur. I also know that one was in Tzofen and one was in Darim. He said, what I'm not sure about was Lishkas Parhedrin in Tzofen and Lishkas Beis Haftinas in Darim, or was it vice versa? But first, the Gemara is going to show how Rapapa knew, it's a little bit of a cheshbin, but how Rapapa knew that one of the Lishkas was in Tzofen and one was in Darim. So he said like this, Achas B'Tzofen V'Achas, I know that one was in Tzofen, the time we learned in the Mishnah, and this is a Mishnah Masechta, this Midas Perakei Mishnah Gibel, Sheish Lishkas Hayev Azor, there was six Lishkas in Azor, Shalosh B'Tzofen, Shalosh B'Darim. Three were in Tzofen, three were in Darim. Shebet Darim, the three Lishkas that were in Darim, the first one was Lishkas HaMelech. That was the Lishka where they used to store the salt that was needed for the different karbonis. Lishkas HaParva, second one was Lishkas HaParva, and the third one was Lishkas HaMadich. Lishkas HaMelech, Shamay Noyes HaMelech LeKarbon. That's where they used to store the salt, as we just mentioned. Lishkas HaParva, what was that for? Shamayu Molchin Oiris Kachim. That's where they used to skin the hides of Kachim. The Algaga on the rooftop of Lishkas HaParva, Hoysa Beis HaTfilo. There was a mikvah, the Kohen Gadol, B'yom HaKippurim, that the Kohen Gadol would use on Yom Kippur. For Lishkas HaMadichin, that was the next Lishka. Sham Hayu Medichin Kirvei Kachim. That's where they used to wash the innards of Kachim. U'misham Mesiba, over there was a staircase, like a spiral staircase. Oilo Legag Beis HaParva, so that from there you can go to the roof of Beis HaParva. So again, it's a long Mishnah. The Mishnah is discussing six Lishkas that were in Dazara. Three were in Tzofen, three were in Darim. The Mishnah first mentions the three in Darim, then it mentions the three in Tzofen. What were the three in Darim? Lishkas HaMelech, Lishkas HaParva, Lishkas HaMadichin. Okay, and the Mishnah even explained what the purpose of each one of these Lishkas was. Sholosh Batzofen. There were three in Tzofen. The first one was Lishkas HaEitz, the second one was Lishkas HaGoyla, and the third one was Lishkas HaGosis. Lishkas HaEitz. What was the purpose of Lishkas HaEitz? I'm Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, who is the Tana of Masechtas Midos, said, Shochachti Me'oisa Mishameshes. Second time we had this week. He says, I can't remember. I don't remember what the purpose of Lishkas HaEitz was. Abishol says, I'll remind you, Lishkas Kohen Gadol. It was the Lishka of the Kohen Gadol. This, incidentally, is the punchline that Rapapa is trying to extract from this Mishnah. That there was a Lishka that was B'Tzofen, It was called Lishka Sa'etz. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov couldn't remember what it was for, and Abishol reminded him, and he said it was the Lishka of the Kohen Gadol. Okay. This Lishka Sa'etz was Bitzafin, and it was behind the other two that were in Tzafin. The Gag Shlashlam Shava. The roof of the three Lishkas that were in Tzafin, they were all equal. Lishka Sa'goyla, the second of the Lishkas in Tzafin was called Lishka Sa'goyla. Sham Hoya Bar Ha'goyla. There was a bar that was dug by the Oilei HaGoyla. These were the Yidden that came from Bavel, Teretz Yisrael, and when they came, they dug a bar, and that bar was in the Makom HaMikdash, Vagalgal Nasan Olav. There was like a wheel on top of it. Umishama speaking Mayim L'chal Azara, and through this pulley system, they would draw water up from the bar, and anytime they needed water in the Azara, that's where it came from. Lishkas Agazis, that was the third Lishka that was in Saf, and Shon Hoyas Sanhedrin. This was a famous Lishka. That's where the Sanhedrin used to sit. Shal Yisrael Yeshevis V'dana HaKehanim, and they would look and inspect the Kehanim to determine whether the Kohen was kosher to do the Avodah or he wasn't able to do the Avodah. Mishnah Mitzvah by Psal, any Kohen that was found to be unfit to do the Avodah, he would put on black clothing, and he would leave because he can't do the Avodah. Mishnah Mitzvah by Psal, any Kohen that wasn't possible, he'd put on white clothing, and he would enter the Beis HaMikdash and he would do the Avodah together with the Kohanim. So let's just stop for 1 second because this is going to be a little long-winded. So Rapapa is proving that the Kohen Gadol had two Lishka. One was in Tzafin, one was in Darim. This Mishnah, Mesechtes Midas Perakei Mishnah Gimel, is the Makar, it's the source that one of the two Lishkas was in Tzafin. Where do you see it? It's the second part of the Mishnah, because when the Mishnah described the three Lishkas that were in Tzafin, the first of which was Lishka Sa'etz. What was the Lishka Sa'etz? Abishol said it was the Lishka of the Kohen Gadol. Oh, so it's in Tzafin. So you see that the Kohen Gadol had a Lishka in Tzafin. Okay, Achaz B'Darim, Rapapa continued, and he said, I'll bring you a raya that the Kohen Gadol also had a Lishka in Darim. How do you know? At the time we went to the Mishnah, Shivasharim Hayyab Azara, there were seven gates in the Azara. And this is also a Mishnah Masechtes Midos, not Perek Hei Mishnah Gimel. This is Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet. So there were seven gates, not Lishka's gates. Shloisha B'Tzafin, Shloisha B'Darim, Achaz B'Mizach, three were in Tzafin, three were in Darim, one was in Mizach, Shabadarim, the Sha'ar that were in Darim, Shara Daleka. The first one was Shara Daleka. Sheni Loi Shara Carbon. Second one was Shara Carbon. Shlishi Loi Shara Mayim. Third one was Shara Mayim. Shebim Mizrach. Shar Niknar. The one that was a Mizrach was Shar Niknar. Shnei Lishkes Hayu Pesham. And there were two Lishkes that were next to the Shar. Achas B'Yamine. One was to the right. Achas B'Smayim. One was to the left. Achas Lishkes Pinchas HaMalbish. One was the Lishka of Pinchas that used to dress the Kohen. Of Achas Lishkas Oisei Chavitim. The other one was the Lishka where they used to make the Minchas Chavitim for the Kohen Gadol that he had to bring every day. Also the Minchas Chinuch that every Kohen had to bring the first time that he did the Avodah. Shevet Tzafin. What about the three Sharim that were in Tzafin? Shara Nitzoitz. Binyan Achsadra Haya. It was an Achsadra. Poles with a little bit of a roof, like a gazebo, Valiya Benuyale Agapov. And it had a roof on top. Shom Kehan Mashaimim, Malmalovim Mamato. And the Kehanim, they would stand post over there, and they did Shmira. The Kehanim would be Malmalo on top, Ulevim, they would be Mamato. Pesachoy Lechel, and there was an opening from there to go into the Chel. Get a lot of information. We're not going to need all the information. Sheini Loi, the second one of the Sha'arim that was in Tzafayim was Shar HaKarbin. Shlishi Loi, the third one was Shar Beis HaMoiked. Okay, what we need from here is one detail from the Mishnah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dal Masechtes Midos. And that is that one of the three Sha'arim that was in Darim was called Shar HaMayim. Hold that thought. V'tanya, Rapapa continued, and he said, now I have a braisa that says, Chomesh Tfilois V'asori Kiddushin Toivil Kohen Gadol U'mekadesh Be'vayayim. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol had to go to the mikveh 5 times. And he had to sanctify his hands and his feet from the kiyar 10 times. The Kulam Bakoidesh. All of these tefillos were done Bakoidesh. They were done somewhere in the Azara. Al Gag Beis HaParva, not just somewhere, on the roof of Beis HaParva. Chutz Mizu, with the exception of the first tefillah, Shahoysa Bachoel, the first tefillah was Bachoel, meaning it was outside of the Azara. Where was it? Al Gabe Shar HaMayim. It was on top of the Shar HaMayim. Here's the punchline. Ubitzad Lishka Soyhoysa. And it was right next to his Lishka. Said Rapapa, let's do a little bit of math. The Shar HaMayim, we know from Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet was where it was in Darim. And we know that the Kohen Gadol used to do a tefillah there, and it was Bitzad Lishkasai, which means he had a Lishka that was right next to it. So you know he had a Lishka in Darim. So Rapapa said, I know he had two Lishkas. Lishkas Parhedrin, Yumadav Beis, and Lishkas Beis Haftinos. Yumadaf Yudches. I know one was in Tzaf and one was in Darim. How do I know that? Because there was the Lishkas HaEitz in which was in Tzofin, per the Mishnah in the fifth parak of Masechtas Midos, and there was also the Lishka that was next to the Shara Darim, and the Mishnah says in Perek Aleph of Masechtas Midos that the Sharamayim was in Dar. So I know two Lishkas from the Mishnayos in Yuma, and I know that one was Bitzof and one was Vindar from the two Mishnayos in Masechtas Midos. But Rav Papa said, what I don't know is V'lo Yadani Lishkas Barhedrin Bitzof and Lishkas Beisavdin is Vindar. Or Lishkas Beisavdin is Bitzof and Lishkas Barhedrin Vindar. But he said, which was in Tzof and which was in Dar? And he said, that I don't know. That already I was misopic, Zokti Gemara. But Rav Papa continued, and he said, Mistabra. He says, even though I have no proof of this, but it's Mistabra, the Lishkas Parhedim Adarim Havoy. The Lishkas Parhedim was probably in Dar. My time, why? He said, because let's walk through the Seder Ayoim of the Kohen Gadol during the 7 days that he was in the Lishkas Parhedim. Maktim Koi. He would wake up early in the morning, Umesachas Raglav, and the first thing the Kohen Gadol would do is he would go to the bathroom. V'tov, after he went to the bathroom, he had to go to the mikvah, because once a kohen went to the bathroom, he couldn't do the avodah again unless there was tefillah, unless he went to the mikvah. Okay. V'ozel atzafayin, v'gomar chafina. He would then walk to Tzafayin, where the Lishkas Beis Haftinas was. Again, we're assuming now that the Lishkas Parhedrin was in Darim. So Papa said, if it was in Darim, then this all makes sense. Why? He wakes up early in the morning, and he's going to go to the mikveh. Where's the mikveh that the Kohen Gadol used to go to? The mikveh that he went to was the mikveh that was on top of Shar HaMayim. Now, there was a mikveh that was in Beis HaParva, but that mikveh was in the Azara. He can't go into the Azara until he goes to the mikveh. So that's not the mikveh he's going to go to. The mikveh that he's going to go to is the mikveh that was Agave Shar HaMayim, that the Gemara just mentioned in the previous braisa. So that was for sure in Darim, because the Shar HaMayim we know was in Darim. So if Lishkas Parhedrin's in Darim, so he wakes up early, he goes to the mikveh in Darim, then Ba'azal itself and Gomachvino. If the Lishkas Parhedrin's in Darim, then the Lishkas Beis Haftinas is in Tzofin. So he's going to go to Lishkas Beis Haftinas to learn the Chafina, learn the Halachas of the Ketores. For Ozil the Beis HaMikdash, then he's going to go to the Beis HaMikdash, Vavad Avoyda Kuliyam, he's going to do the Avoyda the whole day. The Ba'ad, the Panyu, and then in the evening, Madu Aleh. And this is also based on what we learned earlier, Daf Yudalad Amid Beis, that Rabbi Akiva held that when they used to sprinkle the Parah Aduma, the Efer, on the Kohen Gadol for 7 days, they did it towards the end of the day. Why? Because just like the Efer of the Parah Aduma was Metayer Tmeim, it was also Metame Tahirim. So if you do it during the day, you're actually going to make him Tameh. So they had to wait until he did all the Avoida, because he was Zayrek Esadam, he did Avoida during the day. So they had to wait until later in the day, then they would sprinkle it on him. Okay. V'hadar Ozen V'darim, then he has to go back to his quarters, right? He's going back to Lishvas Parhedrin. But before he goes back to Lishvas Parhedrin, he has to go to the Mikvah. He just became Tameh. Why did he become Tameh? Because we just spritzed on him from the Efer of the Parah Aduma. So he would go back to Darim, Vitavel, he would go to the mikvah, v'nayich, and then he'd go to sleep. His day was over. So Rav Papa said that if Lishkas Parhedrin's in Darim, it all makes sense. Why? The mikvah was in Darim. So he wakes up in the morning, he has to go to the mikvah, he goes to the mikvah, he does everything he has to do, then he goes back home. First he goes to the mikvah, which is the last thing he's going to do, and then he's going to go back to Lishkas Parhedrin, which is next door. Again, he's starting his day going to the mikvah, and he's ending his day going to the mikvah. He's starting his day going to the mikvah, because before he does the avodah, he has to go to the mikvah, especially once he goes to the bathroom. He has to go to the mikvah. He's ending his day going to the mikvah, because they were mazah on him from the Parah Aduma, and it was metames atoirim. So he has to go to the mikvah when he wakes up, he has to go when he goes to sleep. The mikvah's for sure in Darim, so it makes sense. The Shar HaMayim, the Lishkas Parhedrin would be right there next to the mikvah. But I'm at Lishkas Parhedrin with Tzofin, because if you're going to tell me the reverse, Lishkas Parhedrin was really in Tzofin. So let's think about this. So he's staying in Tzofin, Makdim Koi, he's going to wake up early, Umesach Raglav, he's going to go to the bathroom. Now he has to go to the mikvah. Where's the mikvah? It's on the other side of the Azara. V'azal v'darim v'tavol. He's going to have to go to Darim, not to go to the mikvah. V'gomar chfina. Then, if the Lishkas Parhedrin is in Tzofin, so the Lishkas Beis Haftinas is in Darim, so he doesn't have to walk back to go to Lishkas Beis Haftinas. It's right there. But he's going to learn chfina. V'azal v'beis hamikdash, v'avad v'avad kuliyam. He'll go to the Beis Hamikdash, do the avodah the whole day. L'hadi panya madu aleh. Then, at the end of the day, they're going to spritz on him from the Parah Aduma. V'ado azal v'darim v'tavol. He's going to have to go back to Darim now to be toivol. And then when he wants to go to sleep, ubay mahadu mezal tzofin meini. He's going to have to go back to Tzofin to be able to go to sleep. Now, afraid to Gemara, said Rav Papa, mitarach matrichin lekulei hai. Does it make sense that we should be matrich to Kohen Gadol? Meaning, if the Lishkas Parhedrin was in Darim, so he wakes up in the morning, he has to go to the mikvah, it's right there. He goes to sleep at night, he has to first go to the mikvah, it's right there. But if the Lishkas Parhedrin is in Tzofin, the mikvah's not moving, that's in Darim. So you wake up in the morning, you have to go across town in order to use the mikvah, And then at night as well, you're going to have to go to the mikveh, which is in Darim, and then walk back to Tzofen in order to be able to go to sleep. So Rapapa said, I know there were two lishkos, lishkos Parhedrin, lishkos Beis Aftinos. I know what was in Tzofen, what was in Darim, based on his cheshbon with the two mishnayos and Masechtes Midos. I don't know which was in Darim, which was in Tzofen. If it was in Darim, we made life very easy for the Kohen Gadol. If it was in Tzofen, we seemed to have inconvenienced him. Mistaber that we would make it easy for him and we wouldn't make it difficult for him. Just one pshat, just in order to appreciate the Gemara a little bit better, right? We're probably thinking, what's the big deal? So Tzofen, Darim, how big was the Azara anyways? 187 amas long by 135 amas wide. It's a few hundred feet. It's an Ishka Ferlach. But the truth is that the Kohen Gadol couldn't walk through the Azara. You couldn't cut through the Azara. And he couldn't cut through the Azara for two reasons. Number one, if he's Tameh, you can't cut through the Azara. And number two, if he's Tameh, he couldn't cut through the Azara. And number two, you're not letting him make the Azara Kapandaria. You're not letting him use it as a shortcut. So meaning, you're only allowed to make right turns. You have to walk all the way around. So it's not really an option for him to simply walk through. So the truth is, it is inevitably going to be a little bit of a tircha. So it's more mistaba that the Lishkas Parhedrin wasn't there. But the Gemara says, Alam Aloy. Could be the whole premise of the Gemara is incorrect. Meaning, what's the premise? The premise is we're trying to make it easier for the Kohen Gadol. Maybe not. Maybe Matrachina Leitfei. Maybe we're trying to make it harder for him. Why? So the Gemara, I'll tell you two reasons. Number one, did he eat tzedaki who lived fish? Maybe he's a tzedaki. That was a real chance during Bayesheni. So we wanted the tzedaki to say, you know what? It's too complicated. I thought this was an easy job. I didn't realize what I was going to have to deal with. Go to the mikveh, go to sleep, to under the act. So maybe like this, we'll get him to go away. Inamish like the zoch taitov. Or maybe even if he's not. Maybe just to work on the gaiva of the Kohen Gadol, which was a big issue. Right? The Chavis Havavah says that the Kohen would start his day with the Chumas Sadeshen, the Itzah Sadeshen, to teach, to inculcate the concept of Anova, Hinani Ha'ani Mimas, before you do the Avodah. So maybe this is Fakir. We're assuming, said the Gemara Rapapa, is that we want to make it easier for the Kohen Gadol, maybe to the contrary, maybe we want to make it into Eloi Tema Achi, and not just that, it's even Mashman that way. Because Navdinu L'Chavai Badi Adadi, why was one in Tzof and one was in Darim? Why didn't we just put them right next to each other? You know what it sounds like? We want the Kohen Gadol to work a little bit. You know, I mean, Tisle B'chada, better. What do you even need two for? Just have one. Elamai, smash him a little bit that we're not trying to make it so easy for him. And if that's the case, you have no raya based on an assumption that we want to make it easy, which was in Darim, which was in Tzofen. So again, we conclude this portion of the daf knowing there were two lishkas, lishkas Parhedrin, lishkas Beis Aftinos. We know what was in Tzofen, what was in Darim. What we don't know is which one was in Tzofen, which one was in Darim. So the Mishnah said, V'amru lo ishi Kohen Gadol. So this is the Ziknei Kohuna now. They're talking to the Kohen Gadol and they tell him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, Anu Shluchei Bezdin. We're Kohanim that are working for Bezdin. Meaning, we're the Shluchim, we're agents of Bezdin. V'atu Shlucheinu, and you are our agents. V'shliach Bezdin, and you're also the Shliach of Bezdin. So the Gemara says something very geschmack, something that we're not going to go into today, but it's a geschmack, a ha'ara, with a lot of lumdus ramifications. And that is, Leimit Yavi Tufta, the Ravunet Reid Rav Yeshua. It would seem a little bit like this Mishnah is a Tufta, checkmate, on Ravunet Reid Rav Yeshua. I'm Ravunet Reid Rav Yeshua. Ravunet Reid Rav Yeshua said, Hani Kani Shluchad Rachmanoninu. So there was a big chakira amongst the Achroinim. Gemara's in different places in Shas. When a Kohen does the Avaida, he's acting as a Shliach. Who's he working for? Who's paying his check? Is it the Baal HaKarbon, or is it HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Meaning, is the lumdus of when a Kohen does the Avodah that a person has an obligation to bring a carbon, he can't bring the carbon because he's not a Kohen, let's say. So, as a result, he needs someone to do it for him. So he makes a shliach, Kohen, you go ahead and do it for me. But you're doing it for me. Meaning, I'm the Baal HaKarbon, I really have to bring this carbon. You're going to do it on my behalf. You can do the avodah bayu b'shluchai. That's the chiddush of kohuna, that the kohen acts as your shliach. Or maybe no, the kohen's not the shliach of the baal hakarbon, but rather the kohen is the shliach of kaviyachol. Meaning Hashem said that if someone brings a carbon, you do this for me. You should act as my shliach. Where does this come up? So it comes up in one place in Masechtes Nedarim. The Gemara has a shaila. Let's say someone made a neder that he won't have any anah from a kohen. So could the Kohen go and bring his carbon if he's acting as the Baal HaKarbon Shliach? No. If he's Shluch of the Rechmana, then maybe yeah. Either way, that's the Sugya. So the Gemara says, Rav Huna Breid, Rav Yeshua said that the Kehanim are Shluch of the Rechmana, and he proved it. He said, because if you're going to tell me that really Shluch of the Dan, there's a rule in Shlichos that you can't appoint the shliach to do something that you yourself are not able to do. So if a czar can't do the avodah, how can he make a shliach to do an avodah on his behalf? So that's Rav Huna Breda, Rav Yeshua famously said, that it must be the kayanim ha-shluchid rachmanah, because if there was shluchid idan, it would be inconsistent with the rules and regulations of shlichus, because in hilchah shlichus, you can't make a shliach to do something that you yourself are not able to do. So what's the Gemara's kasha? What's the name of tiyavet yufta the Rav Huna Breda, Rav Yeshua? Because what did the zikne kahuna say? Anu shluchei bezdin, va'ata shlucheinu, u'shliach bezdin. As if to say the Kohen Gadol is going to do the avodah on Yom Kippur, he's the shliach of the Kohanim, he's the shliach of bezdin, he's the shliach of Klal Yisrael. It sounds like he's not shluchei de rachmano. It's a kasha of Huna Breda, Rav Yeshua. So the Gemara says, no, that's not what the Gemara means. The Mishnah didn't mean that you're our shliach, as if to say your whole avodah on Yom Kippur is working with a shlichus, and as if you're our shlichim. That's not what it means. Rather, hachi kamri le mashpien anu alecha al datenu v'al das bezden. Rashi says koloimar when he explains this Gemara. Whenever Rashi says koloimar, it means that we're altering the pashup shad a little bit, meaning the Pashut reading is not so much what the Gemara really means. The point of Shlucheinu and Shliach Bezdin is not Shliach in terms of Shluchei Shaladim Kamayisai. But it's more they were telling the Kohen Gadol, you're about to swear. And he's about to swear that he's going to do the Avodah the way he's supposed to do it. So sometimes a person can say, I swear, but in his mind, he's really swearing about one thing, and the Mashbia is having in mind something else. So what they told him is that we're the ones that are enforcing the Shvuah. You're our Shliach in the sense that whatever our Das is, that this Shvuah means, that's what you're about to swear. So don't come to me with cheshbonis and say that, oh yeah, I didn't really swear, I meant something else. No, that's what they told him. Anu shluchei bezdin, va'atu shlucheinu v'shliach bezdin. It was not in the context of defining the whole avodah of Yom Kippur as being a shlichus, but rather it's more in terms of the das of the Kohen Gadol when he's making the shvuah. So the Kohen Gadol swore. And after he swore, everybody cried. Who parishu baicha? The Kohen Gadol cried. Vein parishu baichin, and they cried. So Gemara says, what's going on over here? And really, what was the whole shvuah about? Who parishu baicha? The reason he cried, shechashdu tztaiki, because they were chayshin him that he's a tztaiki. That's what they wanted him to swear, to make sure he's not going to do the avodah like the tztaikim. Vein parishu baichin, and they cried. Damar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, kala chayshu b'ksherim, like a gufay. If someone's chayshu b'ksherim, he's like a gufay, and they felt bad that they're making him swear that he's not a tztaiki. They felt a little bit like they're being chayshu b'ksherim. So the Gemara says, v'kol kach. What were they really afraid of? Meaning, it sounds like there was the tzedoki way of doing the avoida, and then there was the prushim way of doing the avoida. That's what they're making him swear. Swear you're going to do the avoida the right way. So what were they zoning in on? What was different between the way the tzeduki would do the avoida in Yom Kippur and the way the prushim would do the avoida? So the Gemara says there was a difference with regards to the k'tayres. Shol yisakim ibachutz v'yachnis. So there was a difference of opinion amongst the Tzedokim and the Prushin how exactly the special Ketores that was brought in Yom Kippur was supposed to be brought. So it says in the Pasuk that the Ketores that was brought on Yom Kippur, and the Tzedokim believed, as the Gemara is about to say, that when the Kohen Gadol entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it was be'anon. It had already been be'anon eirah l'kapayres. You had to walk in with the anon, meaning the Ketores was all burnt and the smoke was rising in the Heichal, and then the Kohen Gadol would walk the Ketores into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Prushim held that no. Even though it says ki be'anon eirah l'kapayres, but the Maisa of making the Ketores happen, it all happened in the Kodesh HaKadosh. I mean, the Kohen Gadol would walk into the Kodesh HaKadosh with the coals, with the besamim and the Ketores, and he would mix it all together in the Kodesh HaKadosh, and that's where everything happened. So the reason they were making him swear is because they knew that there was this difference of opinions in terms of how the Ketores is supposed to be brought, and they wanted to make sure that the Kohen Gadol was going to do it the way the Prushim do it, not the way the Tzedakim, the Zokta Gemara. On this note, Tanu Rabbanu, Maisim, it's like, yeah, sorry, but it's like, Shehisken mi bachutz, vehichnes, he did the Ketores the way the Tzedakim used to do it. So this is a Tzedaki, that's the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Is a real life scenario where one of them actually made it, and he's the Kohen Gadol, and he prepared the Ketores in the wrong way. Be'etziyasai, when he left the Kodesh HaKadoshim, hayasameach simcha gedoyla, he was very, very happy. Pagabai Aviv, this tzedoki had a father. His father was there, he's in the Beis HaMikdash, presumably he's a Kayan. Amalei, so he told him, B'ni, my son, afal pishit, even though we're tzedokim, but mesyar nanu min aprushin, you know, you didn't get that part of the memo. We're still a little bit afraid of the Purushim. So it's true, with Stukim, we do things differently, but you're walking out, Simcha Gedoyla. He told him, he said, my whole life I've been waiting to be Mekayim this Pasuk. Keep a onanei like a pirus. A mysterious nefesh for Natsuduki. He said, my whole life I've been waiting to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Ketores, the way I was taught. Amarti masay yove liyadi va'akaymeno. I mean, this is mamash a line out of Brachas Daf Samech Aleph Mamed Beis, the Misa of Rabbi Akiva. I used to say, when am I going to have the opportunity to do this? Achshav shabal liyadi va'akaymeno. So finally I have this opportunity. Should I not do it? Amru, they say, that it was a short while later that this Tzaduki died. He ended up in the garbage. And there were worms that were coming out of his nose. I am the mefarshim. Why dafka his nose? Some have a different version of the ending of the story. Also, not a happy ending. On his way out, he was hit. Someone came and hit him. The Tani Reb Chiya taught in a brisa. Kimin kol nishma bazar. All of a sudden, there was a very loud noise in the azara. Shabam malach the chafdei upon him. A malach came and he hit him in the face. V'nichtasu achav ha-kayhanim. And the kayhanim all heard this noise. They wanted to know what this noise was. U'matzu kikaf regal egal ben ksefav. And they saw that there was a footprint ben ksefav between the shoulders of this kayin. And the footprint was the footprint of an egel. Of a calf. Shenema, the pasuk says, Yecheskel Paragalef, V'ragleim regal yishara, V'kaf ragleim kekaf regal egel. That the feet of the malachim, whatever exactly this means, are like the feet of an egel. He was killed by a malach, and that was the way he died. So regardless of which version, he for sure died. The question is, was he in the ashpa, and there were worms coming out of his nose, or maybe a malach came and hit him? And what's the source to that? Because there was a big noise as he was leaving the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and they found him, Bekaf Regal Egel Ben Ksefav. Why a Kaf Regal Egel? Because the Pasuk says, V'ragleim Regal Yeshara, V'kaf Ragleim Kekaf Regal Egel. We're going to get back to this. Sakta Gemara, Reb Zecharia Ben Kavutal. So Reb Zecharia Ben Kavutal says, so the Mishnah said that they wanted to keep the Kohen Gadol awake, right? It was very important Kohen Gadol not go to sleep at night. And the reason is, we'll talk more about this in tomorrow's daf, is because they were afraid that he shouldn't become Tomei Tomas Keri. So if he stays awake, so they weren't worried. So what did they do to keep him awake? So they asked him to darshan, or they would darshan for him, or maybe just read Tanakh if that's what he preferred. And Bameha Yukairin said, Mishnah said, Eyoiv, Ezra, and Divri Ayamim. These were things Rashi says that are Moshech HaSalev, the Inshin Achayt Vasai, and it's gonna keep him awake. Zecharia Ben Kavutal said, I can tell you that I worked in the Beis HaMikdash, and Pamim Harbi Karisi Lefan of Daniel. Very often, I used to read Sefer Daniel. So, Gemara Masni Le Rav Chanan Bar Rava, Lechia Bar Rav Kamedera. So, Rav Chanan Bar Rava was once saying over this Mishnah, Techia Bar Rav, in the presence of Rav. So, Rav had a son, Chia, one of the great Amoron, and Rav Chanan Bar Rava is talking to Chia Bar Rav in the presence of Rav. Omar, and he said, over the Mishnah as follows, that Rabbi Zecharia ben Kefutal said, Kefutal with a fe, umachvi le Rabbi Yadin. So Rab motioned with his hand, and he said, not Kefutal, but Kevutal. He didn't say it. He motioned it. And machvi le Kefutal with a base, not with a fe. Why didn't Rab just say it? Why do you have to motion it? Kriyishma havakari. Because he was in the middle of Kriyishma. And because he was in the middle of Kriyishma, he couldn't talk. If he was in the middle of Kriyishma, he couldn't motion either. So he was in the middle of Kriyishma, he shouldn't make any motions with his eyes, for Yikris Bisif Soysov, or with his lips, for Yorubet Soysov, he shouldn't point with his fingers. The Tanya Blazel Chismaima, Kurish Mamma Rabbis, Beinam Makaris Bisif Soysov, Marbet's boy. If somebody does one of the aforementioned things, meaning he starts handling, singling, motioning with his fingers in the middle, Kurishma, all of our cost of Oymer, for Yoysi Karasa Yaakov, you're not Yaakov, for Yoysi Karasa Yaakov. So the Gemara says, how could Rav have done it if he was in the middle of Kurishma? That shouldn't have worked either. It's like Gemara, like Kasha, Habit Parak Kurishan, Habit Parak Shani. There's a difference between the first Parak and Kurishma, the second Parak and first Parak in Kriyishma, you have to have kavana, it's ma'akev. So in the first parak of Kriyishma, you can't do this. But in second parak of Kriyishma, there it's already different, it's more kuladik, then it would be okay. Incidentally, the Marsha says that if somebody is middle of Kriyishma, he's merameis be'enov, mikareis b'sif soysov, umarabetz boy, it's a bad thing. How bad? All of akasav oimi, yeshaya parak mem gimel, v'loy oisi karasa Yaakov. You're not Yaakov. It's supposed to do with Yaakov. So the Marsha says, beautiful. He says, Shomati Bozeh. I heard a pshat. B'shem HaMedrash, that Chazal say that when Yaakov Avinu came to Mitzrayim, so the Pasuk says that Yosef was crying on Yaakov, but V'Yaakov lo, nafal. Yaakov wasn't crying on Yosef. He just saw his son. He hadn't seen him in all these years, and he didn't cry. Why wasn't he crying? So Chazal say, Shekara Kriyishma, because he was in the middle of Kriyishma, and because he was in the middle of Kriyishma, he didn't flinch. So Yaakov Avinu, in the middle of Kriyishma, didn't flinch. If someone is Kara Kriyishma, Umiram is Be'enov, Umakari is Besef Soysa, Umarabet's boy, Olav Akosav Oimer, Feloy Oisi Karasa Yaakov. You're not Yaakov, Tanu Rabbanon. So, on the topic of Kriyishma, specifically the fact that there's a mitzvah of Kavana by the first parish of Kriyishma, and you're not allowed to be mafsik. Not only could you not be mafsik, you can't even be Miram is Be'enov, Makari is Besef Soysa, Marabet's boy. We say in the first parish of Kriyishma, the Dibarta Ba. What does bum mean? Bum v'loy b'tfila. Bum, meaning Kriyishma is supposed to be the dibarta, which sounds like it should be out loud. The dibarta meaning out loud. That's the Gemara's drasha. As opposed to Shmoneh Esrei, which is balacha. She's supposed to whisper. The dibarta bum, another halacha. Bum, meaning b'toyra. Yesh l'cha rishos l'daber. V'loy b'dvar macher. But you're not allowed to speak about anything other than Torah. Rabbi Acha Omer, Rabbi Acha said, "V'dibarta bom, asei oisan keva, v'al tasem arai." V'dibarta is a lashon of keva, so you should make Torah your kvius, and it shouldn't simply be arai. Omer, Rava said, "Asoch sichas chulin over ba'aseh." This is very sharp. If someone speaks sichas chulin, he violates a mitzvah's essay. Shenemar v'dibarta bom v'loy b'dvar machir. Rabbi Acha ba'Yakov Omer, Rabbi Acha ba'Yakov said, "Over ba'lav." That if someone speaks sichas chulin, he's even over b'loisa say shenemar kol advarim. Any words that are yigayim, anything that makes you tired, you're not allowed to talk. You're just not allowed to speak about things that make you tired. Now, if you're speaking about something tachlis, you're learning Torah. So even if it's yigayim, right? Yogati umatzasi, adam la'amol yulad, but it's real. So of course, that's something you're allowed to do. Yigayim meaning where it's pointless, where it's useless. So if someone speaks sichas chulin is over ba'aseh, it could be even over b'loisaseh. The Bnei Yisoschar in a place says, v'dibarta bam. Bum is bedivrei Torah, and he says Remez Ladavar Torah Shebiksav begins with the Ois Beis Bereishis Bara Lekim Es Hashemayim Ves Haaretz, and Torah Shebal Peh begins with the Ois Mem May Emasai Kodesh Ma Barav. Just a little bit more. Bigish List Namne. What happens if the Kohen Gadol was about to fall asleep? So he's dozing off. Right? He's learning. He's listening to Pshetlach and Jerushas, Eiv Nechemya, and he's falling asleep. Pirchei Kohuna Makin Lefana Be'etz Betzradim. So the Pirchei Kohuna, they would snap at him with their fingers. For Imram Lein, they would tell him Ishi Kohen Gadol. They spoke to him with a lot of respect. Ishi Kohen Gadol Amoid Vahafeg. He says, get up. You're falling asleep. Achas Ala Ritzpa. Right? Walk on the Ritzpa. We'll see what that means. Umasik Noisech Yagil Zvan Shchita. And they did anything they could to try to keep him busy and not to allow him to lose focus, because they one thing they don't want is for him to fall asleep. So the Gemara says, "My tzirada." It says, "Makin lefan of beetzbat tzirada." What does tzirada mean? Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, "What it's referring to is tzarasa deda." They would snap with the finger that's the tzara of da, of this finger. Maihi, what does that mean? What's da and what's the tzara of da? Gudal. Basically, they would take their thumb and the finger right next to the thumb, and that's how they would snap. That's what they would do. Machi Rav Huna once demonstrated the azal kol b'kule bei Rav, and in Mamish there was such a tumult, the whole base medrash, you were able to hear this. Emer le'ichi kohen gadol hafik achas al ritzpa, stand up. Rabbi Yitzchak would say, oh, chadas, when they would tell him to get up, they didn't just want him to walk a few laps, but what they would tell him to do like a chiddush. Maihi, what was this? Relay. They would say, achvi kida. Could you show us kida? So kida was something that you had to be a shtickle acrobatic in order to do. The Gemara says, Levi achva kida. Levi once tried doing kida, and he ended up being hurt very, very badly. So they would ask the Kohen Gadol to start doing proverbial push-ups or something along those lines. The point is, they want to get him going. His blood should be pumping. They want to keep him awake, because again, they're just being practical. They simply didn't want the Kohen Gadol to fall asleep, exhale. So just one ha'ara as it relates to today's daf. And that is, the Gemara told a story. The Gemara said that as part of the training and the preparation for the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur was they would make the Kohen Gadol swear that when it came time to do the avoida on Yom Kippur, he would do the avoida like one of the Prushim. He wouldn't do the avoida like one of the Tztukim. The Gemara says, what were they so worried about? Oh, because the Tztukim had a different way of bringing the Ketores. And they wanted to make sure that the Kohen Gadol wouldn't bring the Ketores the way that Tztukim did it, but rather he would bring the Ketores the way the Prushim did it. So what was unique about the way that Tztukim did it? They would prepare it in the Heichal, and as the smoke was already rising, that's the way they would walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Prushim held that, no, keep it on an Eirah like Kapiris meant that you make the whole Ketores happen inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And they were very worried about it. They would make him swear, then they would cry because maybe they were Chayshu B'Ksherim, maybe he's not really a Tztaki, but the point is they weren't sure about it. That's what they would do. And then the Gemara told a story. The Gemara said, Maisa B'Tztaki Echad Shehizkim B'Chutz V'Hichnis. He once did what the Tzedukim did, B'Tziyasa, when he left Hayasameach Simcha Gedoyla. He was very, very happy. And his father saw him and he says, why are you so happy? Don't you realize what you did is very dangerous? He told him, what do you mean? My whole life I've been waiting to be mekayim this pasuk, like a poros. This gut-wrenching drosha he gave. He says, I've been waiting for this my whole life. Amru, they say, what was the end of the story? He ended up dying. How did he die? Two versions in the Gemara. Either he was in the ashpa and there were worms that were coming out of his nose, but some say nigaf. He was on his way out, and on his way out he got pushed. The Tani Rabchia said, "Kemin koil nishma ba'azara." You were able to hear a big, loud noise in the azara. Shabam malach the chafta yapan of a malach came and he hit him. Not just that, when the achad akayhanim came, they saw he had the footprint of a malach. Well, what's the footprint of a malach? It looks like the footprint of an eagle. That is the way he died. The Ritva on this Gemara quotes a Yerushalmi that asks Akasha. It sounds like this Kohen Gadol, who was a Tzedaki, who brought the Ketores the way that Tzedukim held you're supposed to bring the Ketores, he was killed by a Malach where? In the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Frek the Yerushalmi, how could he have been in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? The Pasuk says, V'chol Adam lo yiyah ba'oyo moyed b'voy l'sharis ba'kodesh. It's a Pasuk in Parashas Achrimos, that when the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to bring the Ketores, there was allowed to be no one in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but he couldn't even be in the Heichel. V'chol Adam lo yiyah ba'oyo moyed. There wasn't allowed to be anyone in the oyo moyed b'voy l'sharis ba'kodesh, when he was coming to do the Avodah. Vidarshinon, and the Yerushalmi says that even though it says v'chol Adam la yiyah ba'ayom mayed, but when it says Adam is lav dafka, but Adam means even a malach. Now, how's a malach an Adam? Because the pasuk says that the pneim, the face of the malachim, are like the faces of human beings. But the point is, the Yerushalmi says that nobody was allowed to be, not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, not even in the Heichel, when the Kohen Gadol entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So if there was not allowed to be anybody there, so pray to Yerushalmi, how did the story happen? It's a problem with the story. A malach came and he killed him? So basically, the version of the story, they found him in the garbage dump with worms coming out of his nose. So we have no problem with that story. That version, okay. But that he was killed by a malach in the Heichel? How could that have been? The pasuk said, B'yitziyosai. He left the Kodesh HaKadoshim Nigaf. They came running in and they saw him there. It sounds like this all happened in the Heichel. So if this all happened in the Heichel, then L'chaira, how does it stem with the idea of a chal adam la'yia ba'ayom mayeh b'vayel l'sharis ba'kodesh? So the Ritva says, the Tirtzu, the Yerushalmi answers, the Shanya Hadahacha Shalai Nasa Akhtaris Kimitzvasai. Over here wasn't a problem. You know why? Because he never really brought the Keteris properly. And because he never brought the Keteris properly, Memela, there was no V'chol Adam La'yir Ba'ayomayid B'vayid L'sharis Ba'kayadish. If the Keteris was being brought properly, then it would have been an issue. But being that the Keteris wasn't being brought properly, so Memela, it wasn't a problem anyways. So it's true. Ordinarily, when it's Shanim Kitikuna, Bayis Rishon, or even during Bayis Sheni, Shimon HaTzadik, Yochan and Kohen Gadol, Yeshua Ben Gamlo, then of course there would be no one in the Heichal, not even a Malach. But now it's not being brought properly. And being that it's not brought properly, so Memela, it's not going to be an issue. The Marsha, right here in Chedushei HaGadlus, quotes this Yerushalmi, and he says it's a little bit Dachuk. He says it's nearer that it's Ktsas Dachuk, that if the Keteris is not being brought properly because it was done the way that Tzedukim did it, then over in such a case, this idea of a chal adam la'yir ba'ayomai b'vayil l'sharis ba'kodesh isn't going to be in effect. But I was thinking, could be pashup shat in what the Yerushalmi means is Reb Chaim Briska said, a pashut alumnus. He asked the kasha. He says, "V'chal adam la yia ba'ayol mayit." No one's allowed to be in the ayol mayit when the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh HaKodashim to bring the Ketores. So Reb Chaim said that what does it mean v'chal adam la yia ba'ayol mayit? Not only a person, but even malachim, because pneim kepneiach. Pnei Adam. Fake Reb Chaim, but there's an Isser on the Malach. That's essentially what this Yerushalmi is saying. That a Malach has an Isser, he's not allowed to be in the Oyel Moed. Where do you find Isurim related to a Malach? A Malach is not a Ben Bechira. He has an Isser. The Pasuk in the Torah V'chal Adam Liya Ba'Yom Moed means not only a human, but this Halacha applies to a Malach as well. As if to say, a Malach, does Malach wear tefillin? Malach says Krishma? What? A Malach sits on a Sukkah, on Sukkahs? So why should a Malach have the loisa say of a chal adam la yia ba'yom mayit? So it's a very interesting Yerushalmi that a Malach should have this Isser. So Reb Chaim said, Avada, that's not the pshat in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi doesn't mean that the Malach has the Isser and that the Malach is over a loisa say, he's chayv malchus if he would enter the yom mayit. The chal adam la yia ba'yom mayit is an Isser, that's true. But at the same time, it's also halacha. It's halacha in Hilchus Ketores. It's halacha in the avodah of Yom Kippur. And basically, the halacha is that in order for the Kohen Gadol's avodah in the Kodesh HaKadosh to be kosher, there's a tenai. You know what the tenai is? V'chal adam lo yiyah ba'ayom mayeid b'vayi l'sharis ba'kodesh. The halacha that a malach is not let it be in the heichal when the Ketores was being born in the Kodesh HaKadoshim is not a loisa say that's mutl on the malach. But rather, what it is, it's a tenai, it's a sifkaton in Hilchus Ketores on Yom Kippur. And essentially what it's saying is that in order for the avodah to be done with kashrus, in order for the Ketores to be brought properly, there's a tenai, v'chal adam lo yiyah ba'ayom mayeid. And that means even a malach. So if that's the case, it's pashat Yerushalmi's teretz. There was no Ketores anyways. What are you worried about? If there was a Ketores, Samemelo. But there was no Ketores. Meaning, if a Chal Adam Liyel Ba'yom Moed is a Loisaseh, so Zakhtar Masha, it's a little Dachuk. Who said that has anything to do with the Ketores being brought properly? And if it's not brought properly, now there's no Isser. If there's an Isser, there's an Isser. Oh, but if you're a Pchayim, there's no Isser on the Malach. So as it relates to the Malach, maybe for a person there's an Isser. But as it relates to a Malach, it's Saivi, not an Isser. What is it? It's a Tanai in the Kashrus of the Avodah. If a Malach's there, it's going to throw off the whole Avodah. The whole Avodah is going to end up being puzzled. Oh, the whole Avodah is going to end up being puzzled. So al zen nemar v'chal adam liya ba'yom mayit. Zok to Yerushalmi. That's all true if you have the Ketores. But in this case, there was no Ketores anyways. So there was no Ketores. The Malach came. He met this Saduki as he was walking outside of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the rest is history. Ay v'chal adam liya ba'yom mayit. That's a Tanayin kosher Ketores. Zok to Yerushalmi. It was anyways not a Pashat. Like Reb Chaim. I think the Yerushalmi's Pashat and the Ha'aru of the Marsha that it's near a Dachuk. It's not Dachuk. It's very glad. It would seem to be a very, very pashut pshat. But this was the halacha. The halacha was that when the Kohen Gadol entered the Kodesh HaKadoshim to do the Avodah, so v'chal adam la yiyah ba'yom, there's no allowed to be in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's pashut. But even in the Heichal, no one's allowed to be in the Heichal. And v'chal adam means even the malachim, a malach wasn't even allowed to be in there. The Medrash Rabba in Parshas Achrimos asks Akasha. Says, if that's the case, Amar Rabbavo said, V'chayim Gadol lo yadam ayah? Was the Kohen Gadol not an Adam? V'chal Adam lo yiyah ba'yom mayid? What about the Kohen Gadol? He's an Adam. So what's this halacha of V'chal Adam lo yiyah ba'yom mayid? Isn't the Kohen Gadol an Adam? It's the Medrash's Rabbavo's kasha. Amar Rabbavo, V'chayim Gadol lo yadam ayah? Elo, says the Medrash, Ke'ahu da Amar Rabpinchas, B'shasha yi Ruach HaKodesh shari olav. When the Ruach HaKodesh was shayra on the Kohen Gadol, hayupon of bayarois kilapidim olav, his face started shining, mamish like fire. Kilapidim olav, kado dechsiv. That's pshat in the pasuk in Malachi Perik Beis. Kisiv se koyin yishmeru das v'toyre yevakshu mipiu ki malach Hashem tzavakosu. Kisiv se koyin yishmeru das v'toyre yevakish mipiu. That a koyin is ki malach Hashem tzavakosu. Could be like a malach. So zok the medrash. It's not a kasha. The Kohen Gadol is not an Adam. Of course he's an Adam. But when he entered the Kodesh HaKadosh and Ruach HaKodesh was Shari Olav, and Panov were Bayarois Kilapidim Olav. And it sounds like this was true even during Bayesheni. And this is the way it was. And where do you find that a Kohen should be equated to a Malach? It's a Pasuk. Yisif Sei Kohen Yisrael. So he was like a Malach. And because he was like a Malach, the Mela was okay. And all the Mefarshim on the Medrash asked the obvious question. Says, I don't understand. I thought a malach also wasn't allowed to be in the kodesh hakodashim. I thought a malach was also not allowed to be in the oil mai. V'chaladam liya b'oil mai means an adam, it means even a malach. Fake the medrash, an interesting kasha. What about the kohen gadol? I hear. Teretz is, okay, sifse kohen yishmeru das, v'toyim v'akish mipiyu, ki malach Hashem tzvakosu. Because at the end of the day, he's a malach Hashem tzvakosu. Who cares he's a malach? I thought even a malach wasn't allowed to be there. It's a bomb kasha. Rav Tzadik HaKohen, in his pre-tzadik, this is in his drushes that he gave on Erev Yom Kippur. So it's in the Devarim Chelek towards the end on Erev Yom Kippur. And he says this twice. He says it in Ois Beis, and he says it again in Ois Zayin. It's come out word for word verbatim. He brings the Medrash, and he brings this Ha'aruh, that all the Mefarshei and Medrash are bothered. Who cares the Kohen Gadol was with Ruach HaKodesh, and that he was like a Malach. At the end of the day, even a Malach is included in the Halacha of a Chol Adam Liyeh Ba'ol Ma'ed. So he says like this, Acho Inyan, Sha Kohen Gadol b'chnisasa l'HaKodesh HaKodashim. He was bigger than a malach. Loi hoye loi shum guf. He had no guf. Shehoye his pashtus hagashmius, because his gashmius was completely separated from him. Vayirak neshama. All he was a neshama. And what's the neshama? Ner Hashem nishmas Adam. That's what the neshama is. The neshama is a chelak elikamima. Vayipach ba'apaf nishmas chay manda nafach medilei nafach. See, he became a shtik neshama. Shtik neshama is as gevarna shtik kutche bericho. He wasn't a person, and he wasn't a malach. He was a shtik shchina. That's what he was. I'm reading again. Avala koyin gadlik shenichnas hakodesh hakodashim. Shom nespashet mikol geshem v'guf. V'hoyu rak neshoma b'loy guf. V'hu ner Hashem nishmas adam. Uman de nofach mitoychoy nofach. V'loy hoyu b'chlal adam. Afilu mei oysan shakosu behem udmus pnei em pnei adam. Shoyu oz gadol mi malach. V'sham b'kodesh hakodashim loyhayu loyshom, and he says dvarim the flum over there. But says the Rav Tzadik, you have to say that when the Kohen Gadol entered the kodesh hakodashim, he was even on a higher madrega. He wasn't a person. He wasn't udmus pneim pnei adam. He wasn't even a malach. But he was even on a higher madrega. So just to end with a little bit of a digression, but it ties in. It's mamish. Everything we learned in today's daf, and that is a dover nifla. It's the hesped that Rav Meir Shapira gave on the Helig of Chafetz Chaim. So Rav Meir Shapira was masped of Chafetz Chaim. Ki yodua, Rav Meir Shapira, in addition to being a Goyen Olam, the founder of Yeshivas Chachmi Lublin, the founder of Daf Yoyimi, he was also a world-class speaker. And he represented the Jewish people in front of the Polish government, in front of the Russian government. He had an unbelievable Koyach HaDibur. His drushes, his hespedim are absolutely beautiful. And Rav Meir Shapira was masped the Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim was nifter in Elul, 1933. Amazingly, Chafetz Chaim was 95 years old when he passed away. 5 weeks later, Rav Meir Shapira was nifter at the age of 46. So Rav Meir Shapira, this hesped, he gave literally weeks before his own patira. But it was masped the Chafetz Chaim. And he said as follows. He said, the pasuk says, Koya mar Hashem aleikim, hasir hametznefes, v'hore ma'atara azoyis loy zoyis. And the Gemara in Masechtas Gittin, Dav Zayin, and Aleph says, V'chimayin yim mitznefes etzal ator, eloloi melucha, bizman she mitznefes b'roish kohen gadol, when the mitznefes was on the head of the kohen gadol, atora b'roish kol adam. When the kohen gadol wore his mitznefes, so the roish kol adam, people were walking around with an atora, a yid was wearing a crown on his head when the kohen gadol wore the mitznefes. But husara mitznefes m'roish kohen gadol, nistalka atora m'roish kol adam. He said, when the kohen gadol passes away, when the kohen gadol's mitznefes falls off his head, says the Gemara, nistalka atora m'roish kol adam. That's what Yecheskel HaNavi said in Perek Chaf Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Koya mar Hashem Elokim, hoser hamitznefes v'horei ma'atara. Hoser hamitznefes, when the Kohen Gadol doesn't have his mitznefes, horei ma'atara, we lose the atara. And this was the opening remark of Rav Meir Shapiro's hesped on the Chafetz Chaim, and it was the thread that he used to weave through the entire hesped. And really, the gist of the hesped was that Chafetz Chaim was a Kohen, and Rav Meir Shapiro referred to the Chafetz Chaim as the Kohen Gadol. And with the Ptir of the Kohen Gadol, with the Ptir of the Chafetz Chaim, the Yidden were living in Hoser HaMitznefes. And if it's Hoser HaMitznefes, it's Hore Ma'atara Azois. Bizman Shemitznefes, Bereish Kohen Gadol, Atara Bereish Kol Adam. He said, we were Zoicha to a Kohen Gadol, and as a result, there was an Atara Bereish Kol Adam. But now with the Ptir of the Chafetz Chaim, it's Husar HaMitznefes, Mereish Kohen Gadol, and Memelo Nistalka Atara Mereish Kol Adam. So this was the Ramey Shapiro's hesped. He says, "Birgoim Elo." He says, literally, at as we stand here, at these very seconds, Muva Lemenuchas Eilam Rabbeinu Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim's neshama is going back up to Shemaim. He says, "Miha Ishloi Shama Migodloi." Who is it that doesn't know of the greatness of the Chafetz Chaim? Shoya Echad Bedora. He was a Chad Bedora. And in what way was he a Chad Bedora? He said, because there are many leaders in Klal Yisrael, but usually a leader is a leader for a group of Yidden. He has his Kehila, his Eida that he leads. But it's very rare, said Ramey Shapiro, to find a manik who's a manik for every single yid. He said the Chafetz Chaim was a manik for every single yid in the world. There was no yid in the world that if he heard the Chafetz Chaim said you should do something, he wouldn't have listened. And that's the barometer. He said that's the measuring stick of the manik amiti. So he says, quote, "V'zeh hoyo haChafetz Chaim." And then he says, "K'moy haChsam Soifa B'dayra." He says the Chafetz Chaim was mamish like the Chsam Soifa B'dayra. Listen to the sprach. "Ad shaloi shaka shimshoi shal Moshe eze shonim koidim p'tiris Rabbeinu Moshe Chsam Soifa Zal zorcha shimshoi shal haChafetz Chaim." He says that every door has to have a manit. See, he says, "Ad shaloi shaka shimshoi shal Rabbeinu Moshe Chsam Soifa Zal." Shortly before the p'tira of the Chsam Sofer, a little child was born. And that little child would grow up to be the Chafetz Chaim. Zorcha Shimshoi Shal HaChafetz Chaim. Of course, Ramey Shapiro was invoking a Gemara in Masechtes Kedushin Daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis, where the Gemara says, "Kishemes Rabbi Akiva Noilad Rabbi. Kishemes Rabbi Noilad Rav Yehuda. Kishemes Rav Yehuda Noilad Rava. Kishemes Rava Noilad Rav Ashi. L'lamet Choshein Tzadik Nifta Min Ha'olam. Ad shenifrat tzadik ha-moysa, shenema v'zorach ha-shemesh u'ba ha-shemesh, ad shaloi kofsa shimshoi shal Eli, zorach ha-shimshoi shal Shmuel ha-ramasi." Said Ramey Shapiro, that ad shaloi shaka shimshoi shal achsam soifer, zorach ha-shimshoi shal ha-chafetz chayim. Fascinating. In the beginning of the hesped of the Chafetz Chaim, Ramey Shapiro was masped the Chsam Sofer. But that's a conversation for another day. So he began and he said that Klal Yisrael lost the Mitznefes, and by losing the Mitznefes, every Yid lost his Atara. And then he went on to be masped, and he said that Chafetz Chaim was Zoicha to have all three Ksar. He had the Mitznefes, and his Mitznefes was Keser Kahuna, but it wasn't only Keser Kahuna, it was Keser Torah, it was Keser Kahuna, and it was Keser Malchus. And he says, what was the Keser Kahuna of the Chafetz Chaim? We're digressing a little bit. He said, what was the Keser Torah of the Chafetz Chaim? It's such a fascinating oistruk, like what the hesped was. He says, "Minu urav ad harego ha'achroi l'chayav le'shok te'itoi shalom Chafetz Chaim zal." Chafetz Chaim's pen never stopped writing. He said it was always writing. Hu asher nasan lanu svarim b'chol ha'miktois. He wrote the Chafetz Chaim. He wrote Shmiras Haloshin, Shem Oilam Machni Yisrael, Vehim Encyclopedia Talmudis, Gam Avur Ha'ish Hachi Poshut. He said, this was mamish, he wrote Sfarim. But he didn't just write Sfarim. He said he wrote Sfarim for every single Yid. Every single Yid was Nene from the Sfarim that the Chsam Sofer wrote. He says, "Shamati Mimenu Harbe." He says, I've heard a lot from the Chafetz Chaim. I had the tzchus to spend a lot of time together with the Chafetz Chaim. Aval Haroshim Achi Chazok, he said, I spent the Shabbos once by the Chafetz Chaim, and the Chafetz Chaim said something, and from everything, it's from Meir Shapiro talking, I ever heard the Chafetz Chaim say, this made the biggest roshim. And this is going to be, in my, I think, so insightful into understanding Ramey Shapiro also. We all have such a curse of type to Ramey Shapiro. Just, it's so insightful. He says that the Chafetz Chaim once said as follows. He said, Moshe Rabbeinu said before his petira, "Tikanti avur hakol." He said, I took care of everybody. Moshe Rabbeinu. I mean, Rabban Shal everything. He's Moshe Rabbeinu. Aval avur haretzeach nefesh b'shkogo lo da'akti klum. This is what the Chafetz Chaim said. That Moshe Rabbeinu, koidem petirasoi, he like gave a krechts. He said, I did so much for the Jewish people, but I don't think I was sensitive enough to the Ritzeach Nefesh Peshkoga. What's going to be with him? The Goyal Adam can kill him. Ubikesh Azel last chance. So Moshe Rabbeinu davened to the Eibishter. V'nena, and he was answered, Sheyasav Urim Ari Miklot. To make Ari Miklot. V'kayim take of Zois Besimcha B'chayev. And Moshe Rabbeinu went and he made, the end of his life, Moshe Rabbeinu is making Ari Miklot. What's he making Ari Miklot for? He said, because Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to make sure he took care of everybody. He said, "Tikanti avur hakol, aval avur ritzech nefesh b'shkoga lo da'akti." So I don't think I took care of the ritzech b'shkoga. I have to do something. And then the Chafetz Chaim continued, and he said that Moshe Rabbeinu said that it's true. Okay, so I made the Ari Miklot for the ritzech b'shkoga. But what about someone that's ritzech b'mezid? Maybe I didn't do enough for him. So he says, Moshe Rabbeinu said a tefillah. V'nislach l'chol adas b'nei Yisrael. We say this Yom Kippur at night. V'lager agar b'soichem ki l'chol am b'shkaga. And he said that, look at a yid, even if he does avera b'mezid, even if he's a retzeich b'mezid, but look at him as if he's b'shkaga. Look at him as if he's the ger agar b'soichem. This is a ger. You can't have tainas on what he did when he was before he was megayer. So he says, look at, don't pay attention to what he did. And the Chavetz Chaim said that Moshe Rabbeinu, he was mamish, he was bazorked. He said, I gave the Torah, all the mitzvahs, kol piratel v'dikdu kel. Everything was given Mishsinai. But at the same time, did I look out? What about the person that's never, what about the person that's suffering right now? What about Ritzech B'shoigig? Did I take care of him? I don't know if I took care of him enough. So before his p'tir, he says, we have to make Ari Mikla. What about Ritzech B'mezid? Why worry about Ritzech B'mezid? Let him get what he deserves. No, v'nislach l'chol adas b'nei Yisrael, v'lager agar b'soich, it gives new meaning to when we say this by Kol Nidre. Ki l'chol ha'am b'shkaga, Moshe Rabbeinu said this, bazorg every single person. Said Ramesh Shapiro said, I heard so much from the Chafetz Chaim my whole life, but nothing ever made a roshim to me like when I heard this. He said that the Chafetz Chaim felt, he walked around with he understood that a manik's job is to bazorg zich for every single person. For everyone. And he said, that's how the Chafetz Chaim lived. He said, the Chafetz Chaim wrote Svarim. He said, look at the Svarim that he wrote. He wrote Chafetz Chaim, Shmiras HaLashon. You know why he wrote it? He said, because he looked around the world and he saw there were people that were being nichshol. Say, he did it, Pasha, to make Klal Yisrael better. To educate people that Pasha don't know. What is he? You can't let these people die and then they're going to find out after 120 what it means, Shmiras HaLashon. So he had to look out for them. He had to take care of them. He said he was Pasha looking out for the Pasha, the Yidden. He says, then he went and he said he had to be masakin things for the Rabbanim. He said, there were a lot of Rabbanim. They were being asked shilas. They didn't know halachas. So he sat there, he wrote the Mishnah Brura. He said it was Pasha to take care of the Rabbanim. He said there were people that were going into the army, right? And they didn't know what's going to be with halachas. So he looked out for them. He said he poshit wanted to make sure the Chafetz Chaim that he was able to address the needs of every single yid in Klal Yisrael. He says then he started thinking, what's going to be if Mashiach comes? How are we going to be able to bring all the karbanos? He wrote the Likutei Halachas, all the halachas of Kachem. He said he was constantly thinking about what, he says his whole mitzvah of Torah was looking out for other yidin and making it better for other yidin. What I think is so incredible is that Ramesh Shapiro started his hesped equating the Chafetz Chaim to the Chassam Sofer. And this is what we always talk about from the Chassam Sofer. This is the Petuchei Chosem. This is how the Chassam Sofer wrote about Avraham Avinu. He could have been Chanoch, he could have been a Malach, but he wanted to be Avraham, he wanted to teach. And it was about looking at, right, Pasha this big day abad. Leave away the big day abad. And look out for the Yam. It's the Chassam Sofer that comes up again and again and again and again and again and again and again. Right? It's the Chassam Sofer of the whole theme of like Ba'oimash, Lainagu, Kovitz, Ebizah. It's because you have to look out for Yenim also. This is this whole concept, and this is Pashid, the Hadgasha that the great Ramesh Shapiro took out during his Ptira of the Chafetz Chaim. He says that one anecdote, he says, he digresses to talk a little bit about the Keser Kahuna. So he says, I remember 10 years ago, I was by a Knesia HaGedoyla in Vienna, B'yom Dalet Elul, Tafresh Pei Gimel. So this is the Asifa where Daf Yomi was launched. This is also the Asifa of the Chafetz Chaim video where that we was oicha to see. He says, "Kishen eskatzu l'sham misolte v'sham neshal Yehudas." He said, literally, the shenstin, the best, the yidden, all came. Kol ga'oinim v'tzadik ya'adar b'makom echad. All the ga'oinim and the tzadik. This is Rameir Shapiro describing that event. I mean, this is, doesn't get better than this. V'kulam hayur roitzim shu achafetz chayim zal yia maschul b'nu umay arishon. So he says, I was there, and everybody decided, all the rabbis, everybody was there. And they needed someone to start. Who's going to be the first speaker? And they all decided that it should be the Chafetz Chaim. And everybody was turning towards the Chafetz Chaim. He says, parenthetically, that there were more than 500 media outlets that were there. And they were all looking and they saw the kavod the Chafetz Chaim was getting. They couldn't understand. Why is everyone giving this person so much kavod? I mean, it was very odd. They couldn't understand. But they wanted the Chafetz Chaim to be the first speaker. So the Chafetz Chaim, and he acquiesced, he got up and he spoke. So when he started speaking, see, he said that, you know, I'm trying to understand why they wanted me to speak first. He said, maybe they think I'm a Talmud Chacham. See, he says, even if they're right, Lu Yiyakach. He said, but there are a lot of Talmud Chachamim over here. So then he said that maybe it's because he's a Kayan. He said, yeah, I'm a Kayan. So Vikidashtoy. So a Kayan always comes for himself, but it's the under Kayhanim Da'ichit. So he says, Mistamav Alech bin from the Zikne Kohuna. He says, I've been from the Elder Kayhanim. So he says, okay, if that's what it is, I'm from the Elder Kayhanim. That's true, I am. I'm a Kayan. And he said, I'm a Zakein. So based on that, I'm comfortable and I'm willing to get up and speak. Just an anecdote that he says. But I'm skipping to the end. We'll revisit the rest of this another day. But I'm skipping to the end. So the Chafetz Chaim said Rav Meir Shapiro. This is how he ended the Hesped. He turned to the Chafetz Chaim. And he said that the Chafetz Chaim spent the end of his life. He said he was mamash like a malach. He was completely separated from this world. He says anyone that knew the Chafetz Chaim knew that Seif Yomov, he wasn't Baal Mo'adein anymore. He said, but any time there was any a situation that needed to be addressed, where there was a madik that had to step forward, where a decision had to be made, where someone had to come out and do something for the klal, take if yotza b'kruz v'dvar v'yotza. He said the Chafetz Chaim would get this strength that he would get up and he would do everything that he had to do. He said that was. He said that was the koyach of the Chafetz Chaim. So listen to the poetry, and this ties into today's daf. Not stop. Said Rav Meir Shapiro as follows. He says that the Mishnah says in Masechtas Yuma that the Kohen Gadol b'Leil Yom Kippur. So the Kohen Gadol, they had to try to keep the Kohen Gadol awake because this was the job. And the Mishnah goes on and outlines what they used to do. So let's think Bayis Rishon. Let's think the great Kohanim Gadolim. Bikish listen, I'm named. The Kohen Gadol is falling asleep. Pirche Kuna Makin Lefada Be'etz Be'tzirada. For Oimrim Leil, they would say Ishi Kohen Gadol. So he said, what does it mean the Kohen Gadol was Bikish Lis Namne? He said that they were afraid that the Kohen Gadol just spent 7 days Big Day Habad. He said, spent 7 days Mufresh. He was Belishkas Parhedrin. He was removed from the world. And you know what happened to the Kohen Gadol during those 7 days? As Gevar Na Malach. Neshta Malach. Like Rav Tzadik HaKoyin says, as Gevan Gresiv in Amalach, he was mamish. He had his pashtus aguf. He's narrowly kim nishmas adam. He's a shtik shchina. He doesn't even have a problem with chal adam layir bayulmai because he's not an adam and he's not even a malach who's an adam. So you know what they told the kohen? You know what they would started being afraid. You know what they were worried about? That he may be so removed from this world that when he goes into the kodesh hakodashim, when he goes into the heichal, when he does his avodah yom kippur, he's not going to be thinking of Klal Yisrael. He's just so removed. He's mamish. And they were worried about that. No, we have to remember Kohen Gadol that Merubin Sarchei Amcha and Klal Yisrael needs you and make sure that you're going to look out for us. So this is something that you have to do. So they would tell him, Amoid al Aritzpa. He says, Kohen Gadol, I know your feet, you're in the Ilomis right now. But take 1 foot at least. 1 foot. 1 foot you can leave in the Shamayim. But 1 foot should be al Aritzpa. Lo yisishkach legamrei banu, Sarah Meir Shapiro. They told the Kohen Gadol, don't forget. Forget about us. Al koponim beregel echad yishar etzleinu. At least it should be 1 foot. Umakin lefana be'etz betzra, that they would clap at him. They would start making noises to try to wake him up a little bit. Take him out of this whole trance that he's in. Bring him back a little bit to this world. V'kayrin lefana be'sefer Iyev. And they would start reading Sefer Iyev. They would tell him, Zdo Iyev, Zdo Tzaris and Klal Yisrael. He says, Kohen Gadol, remember, fages nish the Tzaris from Klal Yisrael. And then they would tell him, Sefer Daniel and Yecheskel. Why Daniel and Yecheskel, because Yecheskel spoke about the Beis Hamikdash, and Daniel spoke about the Beis Hamikdash, and they would tell him, go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and daven for Yerushalayim Mirch, I mean, they're in Yerushalayim, but daven for Shechina, and daven that we should keep the Beis Hamikdash, and that everything should be okay, and they would tell him Divrei Ayomim, Jewish history, and all the tzaris that the Yidden always had, and that's what they were trying to tell him. They were telling the Kohen Gadol, Amoid al Aritzpa, I know you're mamish b'rava d'rava right now, but if I guess nish Klal Yisrael, don't forget your nation. Remember, you have to be with us. Remember Iyev, remember the Tzaris, remember Daniel, remember Yecheskel, remember the Divrei Ayamim, everything that the Yidden did. So Rav Meir Shapiro finished his hesped. So he turns to the Chafetz Chaim. K'moy kein anu koyin anu eilecha. Hoy Rabbeinu. He says, you were the Koyin Gadol. You were under a Koyin Gadol. So he said, Ishi Koyin Gadol. Ishi Koyen Gadol Amoid V'Hofeg Achas Al Haritzpa. He said, Chafetz Chaim, your whole life, you were mamish, especially at the end, you were mamish behispashtus like the Koyen Gadol and the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But any time there was a need, any time there was a tzara, the Chafetz Chaim always came. So he said, you're going to be in Shemayim, Hofeg Achas Al Haritzpa, Shem Yesh Lecha Litoin Ba'olam Ha'olim Bavureinu, Ata Oyev Yisrael, HaPoisek Ha'achrin Shalonu, Lech Ve'emar Shom, goes telling Shemayim, Vos Tutzich Ton Deva, there's so many tzaris and gzeris rois that Yidden are living through. He says, "Poil Chafetz Chaim, tell them in Shemayim what's going on in this world." These were the parting words that Meir Shapiro said to the Chafetz Chaim. Imamish said, "Ishi koyin gadol." Hamed Alar, stand 1 foot on the Ritzvah and go up and be Koyreb Sefer Iyev and Daniel and Yecheskel and be Mespalel and be Poyolois that we should be Zoicha to Binyan Beis HaMikdash B'mheira B'yameinu Amen V'Amen.